region, an area known as the Dan Tien. Next, we direct the energy up our spine and finally back around to the front. This ongoing process creates a microcosmic orbit within our energy body, uplifting our health and our consciousness. When Dr. Hu Len used a diagram to explain Ho'oponopono and show how communication and consciousness between people best flows in a circular direction, I was immediately struck by its similarity to the microcosmic orbit. In fact, it was off the charts exciting to see how the universe works with circles in a way I'd never realized before. Through the diagram he drew, I finally understood how most of the time we try to relate to people in a bidirectional, linear fashion. We talk at each other, we argue, we negotiate, point the finger, and so on. And this all takes place in a horizontal direction. However, I saw that by moving in an entirely different direction, we could affect the greatest change and the deepest connection with another human being, and that direction was a circle. For me, Dr. Len's diagram showed that by first going to zero, down beneath the conscious layers of the mind, we can let go of our reactions and attachments to what we are perceiving. Then we can begin to rise up towards the superconscious state and eventually tap into divine awareness. Then the divine can carry our clear and loving intention down towards the other person, basically sneaking in the back door of their conscious mind, allowing for a pure and unfiltered connection and relating. All I can say is it works like nothing else ever has. For example, just last week I was in a business meeting, and the person on the other side of the table was asking for things that I initially felt were unfair and selfish. I caught myself tightening up within, and I remembered the diagram and the benefit of the circular direction, so I decided to stop fighting, and I just let go. First, I connected to my breath and went to zero. Internally, I felt my awareness lifting up, just like the Qigong exercise that I described earlier. My disposition changed immediately. If I had spoken what I was feeling inside, it would have been, "I love and support you. Please forgive me for being hard with you. How can I help you feel safe and help both of us get what we are wanting?" Then next, something amazing happened. My friend, I was no longer seeing them as an enemy or a threat, began to change. They became much more open and receptive. It was as if they stopped struggling with some internal conflict. Within 15 minutes, we even came up with a solution to our previous dilemma, a solution that was perfect for us both, and one that I could have never conceived of in my previous state of mind. As the mysteries of life unfold, you begin to see how everything is connected. Everything comes from universal laws, and one of those laws is circles. In the movie The Secret, I remember you said that the universe likes speed. I would like to add that the universe likes circles, too. And life certainly flows all the more smoothly when you know which direction the circle wants to go. So thank you again, Joe. The diagram Dr. Hu Len used to explain Ho'oponopono has been so helpful. Seeing this process in a diagram has given me such a great insight and a wonderful tool to catch when I am forcing things versus letting go and responding to situations from a state of zero. Signed, warmly, Nick Tristan Truscott.
Every day since the May manifestation weekend, I say, "I love you, I'm sorry, forgive me, thank you." Nothing much has changed that can be easily observed, cataloged, or cheered, as I have currently a marvelous life. Of course, I would like a bundle of wealth so I could easily visit my daughters and family in Queensland and my brother in Paris, and take my husband on a train ride of his dreams. And I'd like my novels to entertain the world. But these would be minor gifts compared to what I now have. the invisible change is incredible. When I say, I'm sorry, I truly do feel responsible for whatever is in my consciousness at the moment. I can no longer separate myself from people who disagree with me. I have never felt so connected. I am sorry for what I am doing in Iraq, for one. I hate to make phone calls, but I am making phone calls all over the country in case I can change what I am doing in Iraq. It helps me heal. Because I feel forgiven, I am so very grateful. Blackout on Deer Canyon Road. Late afternoon. Sudden silence. The absence of electrical humming can be humanizing. I felt electrically alive. No power in any room, in any house, up and down the street. No news of restoration. We bathed in the hot tub, dined outdoors on wine and cheese, conversed in hushed tones, and watched stars. A blackout on Deer Canyon Road in Arroyo Grande, California. Unusual, luxurious. So not like a blackout in Buffalo or Baghdad. Evelyn Cole, the Whole Mind Writer.
After I learned about Ho'oponopono from Dr. Hu Len and Dr. Vitale, I learned that my business is about constantly cleansing. When I cleanse and get back to zero, my business runs smoothly. I'm constantly clearing and constantly getting back to zero, and Dr. Hu Len taught me how to do that. I took a business colleague to meet Dr. Hu Len and Dr. Vitale, and we found we have so much in common that we went out on a date that same night. 8 months later, we are more in love.